Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So many things happening. Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome, of course, to this Tuesday edition of the program. We are live, of course. And if you'd like to call in this morning and be part of the program, you can call in at 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, of course, you can head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's Kyle Warren Show. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on the link, send Kyle a direct message, and we'll see that here during the broadcast, and we can comment on it. And so once again, folks, glad to be here, glad that you're there this morning here on this Tuesday edition. And, of course, we're broadcasting to our home station, our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, also up with GCN, we appreciate them so much. And, of course, they distribute the program out to our FM and AM affiliates across the country. And once again, folks, like I said, things are just chock full this morning. I don't even know where to begin. We're going to be talking, of course, about some of these hostages that we still have no idea whether or not they are alive or dead or what their status is. Of course, having been taken by Hamas in Israel, the State Department is now rebuking the Biden administration for its support for Israel. Democrats are getting ready to throw Bidenomics in the dumpster, and we're going to tell you why on the program today. And also, of course, that government shutdown is still looming. So, like I said, don't even know where to go with this, but the possible bright spot, and of course, you know, we always look for that bright spot, folks, because we're very optimistic here on this program. You know, the world may have caught on fire, but we are going to talk about the good ideas and all the things that are actually going to make a real difference in making sure that that fire ultimately gets put out. Well, at least a little bit of a bright spot. We understand that the Fed may, in 2024, now that's a little ways away, of course, they may start with some rate cuts, perhaps. But, you know, we may have to take it on faith right now. We may have to simply hope against hope. But that is one of those things, folks, that I think would actually start helping things as to whether or not our economy is going to start getting back in order. People will be able to buy houses, get home loans, refinance, do all these kinds of things. And, of course, the interest rates are key to all of that. Now, we are going to talk about the hostages. We do have an audio clip, which we're going to hear after the first segment this morning. But I want to tell you about this first. Only for time reasons, we want to be able to go through that audio clip and be able to take our time with it. But this is quite interesting, though. This is from Daily Mail. Just 14% of Americans think that Biden has made them better off as president. And another dire poll shows 70% believe Bidenomics has, quote, hurt them. So this is one of the reasons, folks, Democrats are getting ready to throw Bidenomics in the dumpster. Well, you know, and they should have done this a long time ago. There's no doubt about that. Oh, and one other thing, too. One other thing. You know, the whole premise that we've been hearing about, talking about, you know, sort of exploring, is this idea of what's going to happen with Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Well, for one thing, he, of course, he is He did try to clean up San Francisco, of course, before President Xi and President Biden came through. And we have an audio clip for that as well, where he basically says, yeah, it's true, we're trying to do this. But then tries to make it look like, well, but we're doing this anyway, kind of a thing. And to some degree, I would agree with that, only insofar as that it's getting so bad and so far out of whack that something, even a politician like Gavin Newsom knows, well, something has to be done. Something has to happen for that. But at any rate, folks, the news for Gavin Newsom is that it looks like President Trump still might be able to beat this guy if the Democrats change horses in midstream and come up with a new nominee sometime between now and the next election. So, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, just things just go all different ways, it seems like. But back to this Daily Mail article. All right, so it's just 14% of voters think his policies have made them better off, according to a survey published on Monday. And almost 70%, as we just mentioned, said Biden's economic policies have either hurt the U.S. economy, or had no impact, including 33% who said they believe the president's policies had hurt the economy a lot. The results came after a series of polls show the president losing to former President Donald Trump, his likely Republican challenger. And, of course, these are on the key battleground states that could decide the 2024 election. For its part, the Biden campaign points out that the only thing that matters is what voters do at the polling booth, and the Democrats scored a slew of victories in elections last week. So that, yes, of course, this is exactly what we saw. But here's where the strategy can kick in as well. Because the Republicans and the GOP were able to find some key pointers out of this election as to how things might really go. So they have a chance to retool, and I don't mean back off their seriously held beliefs, for example, when it comes to abortion, etc. They don't have to back off those beliefs, but they understand now perhaps better how to navigate them, or they can formulate a new process of winning hearts and minds and doing these kinds of things, rather than simply saying, well, you know, it's a losing battle now at this point. I mean, why even campaign? Why even show up? Why even do any of that stuff? Well, they've got now, I think, a lot of key instruction from the real world here in terms of elections. So, folks, we're optimistic. I hope you are. So stay right there. We've got a lot more coming up here on the program. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We're coming right back after this.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, folks, we are back. Tuesday edition, of course, live. And we want to hear from you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can also go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to also send me a direct message this morning. And you can opine that way as well. You can also find links there to the live streams for the program. You can also find also the social media links for Facebook, also for X as well. And we sure appreciate that. A lot of people have been finding us that way as well. So once again, welcome back to the program, folks. We have so many things to tell you about on the program this morning. Just want to quickly finish up with some of this article that we had from the Daily Mail. And this regards, of course, President Biden, Bidenomics. 14% of the people in the poll believe that that Bidenomics, or Biden, has made them better off as president. That's pretty dismal. That's pretty dismal. I mean, I think that's below Jimmy Carter, and I think that's saying something. And unfortunately, folks, we've seen, again, the trend in the elections just recently here that does seem to kind of be counterintuitive for this. But again, there's a lot of studying to be done. There's a lot of information to be extracted from that. So don't be downhearted yet, because there's still a lot of game to go here, as they say, right, in sports. But let's see here, because we heard about these swing states. Well, here's another quick little rundown here. This is based on the New York Times Siena College polls that came out just recently. Nevada. +10 Republican, 52% for Trump, 41% for Biden, okay? And then in Georgia, Trump, 49%, Biden, 43%. Okay, in Arizona, Trump, 49, Biden, 44. Michigan, Trump, 48, Biden, 43. That's significant, right? Especially with the way things go electorally in Michigan. In Pennsylvania, 48% Trump, 44% Biden, 45% Trump in Wisconsin. This is the place where Biden seems to beat him by 2%. Biden has 47%. So, you know, what's really... you know, really out there. Number one is that Biden has so much support in these polls, but I think a lot of that translates to being a Democrat. And so I think there's going to be some that just no matter what, they're going to be they're going to be supporting the Democrat nominee. And in this case, Joe Biden. Maybe not as enthusiastically. Maybe a lot of Democrats might want to hold their nose and vote for Joe Biden. But because they'll never vote for Donald Trump, this kind of thing. But the other great, great question here is Trump has so much support despite so many of these things that are happening to him, namely, of course, dealing with these trials and indictments and so forth. So I've said before, and I think it bears repeating, you know, we're really into uncharted waters in our elections. In politics, in nothing is standard, it seems, anymore. So I think it's very, very difficult to simply apply, you know, the age-old truisms to elections. Now, I don't mean that as a blanket statement, but I do mean that, you know, we've never seen a lot of these things happen before. You know, the whole thing with 2020, the whole thing with COVID, the whole thing, of course, now with, you know, the promise that somehow if you just, you know, voted Trump out of office and the adults would take over, because only people like John Kerry and Joe Biden and others, you know, only they understand how to fix these international problems. They're the only ones who really understand how to fix the Iran nuclear issue. They're the only ones who know how to deal with the economics. They're the only ones, you know, and it goes on and on. But, of course, now we're finding out that the economy has huge problems. We've got, to say the least, huge problems internationally. Foreign policy has absolutely just become a dud in the Biden administration. that's the 50-cent scientific phrase or word, I think, to describe the Biden administration foreign policy. It's a dud. It truly is. And yes, it's funny, but at the same time, it's also very, very scary, because having a dud foreign policy means that anything could happen at any moment, and we could be in a real, real world of problems. This from Breitbart. Okay, Democrats want to throw Bidenomics into the dumpster. Democrats would reportedly advise President Joe Biden to heave so-called Bidenomics into the dumpster after polling shows, again, 14% say the Biden administration has made them better off. The reported unsolicited advice signals infighting among Democrats and the president's uphill battle to convince voters he deserves re-election. See, that's also where the story's at. It's not just about Donald Trump and all that stuff. And it's not even necessarily about any kind of disagreement within the GOP. I think the real story is in the infighting among Democrats, because they really want to put up, you know, their figurehead in so many ways. And at the same time, they want these policies to continue, and they don't know, you know, if they're going to really be able to do that or not, you know, based on whether or not Joe Biden can actually even get out there and campaign. Well, you say, well, they'll change to Gavin Newsom. Well, they may do that. They just may do that. But at the same time, though, watch out, because here comes very interesting article in Newsweek. Donald Trump delivers blow to Gavin Newsom's 2024 chances. Former President Donald Trump would beat California Governor Gavin Newsom in a hypothetical 2024 matchup, according to a new projection of the presidential election. Newsom, of course, has been floated as a possible alternate to President Joe Biden in the case he decides to drop out of the 2024 election. Now, oh, by the way, but I'm just going to say this parenthetically, okay? But I'm just going to tease this, okay? David Axelrod recently, you know, kind of suggested, you know, for the good of the country, you know, Joe Biden might want to decide to maybe not run. And so evidently it's gotten back now that Joe Biden might have called David Axelrod. Again, this is just according to reports. We don't have anything confirmed as far as I know. But according to reports, in private, Joe Biden was referring to David Axelrod using a word that, because of standards and practices for us here in broadcast, we would not be able to enunciate that word. So, at any rate, David Axelrod actually has responded to that, as I understand as well. And we'll have, I believe, an audio clip of that as we go through the program this morning. But that's, again, just kind of tease you with that in terms of this, again, this infighting and the problems of whether or not Joe Biden can even continue in the campaign. But that's okay. Well, we'll just bring in Newsom, some might say, right? But here's this thing here in Newsweek. He's been floated as a possible alternative to President Joe Biden in case he decides to drop out. Though the governor has downplayed speculation, he could launch a primary challenge against him. Biden is facing concerns about his age, as well as new questions about his ability to connect with crucial voter groups such as young voters in crucial swing states that will determine the outcome of the 2024 election. Trump, despite ongoing legal challenges, maintains a slight lead in most of the critical battleground states ahead of 2024. Several polls have now shown, sparking questions, of course, whether Biden is the Democrats' best candidate. But a 2024 projection by Stack Data Strategy similarly found other Democrat contenders, including Newsom, may face electability concerns in a matchup against the former president. The projection found Trump leading Biden in Electoral College, even if Biden is favored to win the popular vote, flipping back states like Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and head-to-head, like we were telling you just a while before. Newsom, however, is poised to fare even worse than Biden, according to Stack Data Strategy's projection. In addition to losing in some of those same swing states as Biden, the projection also showed Newsom losing Maine, Michigan, Nevada, and New Hampshire, all states won by Biden in 2020 against Trump. So I guess the new rallying cry should be, bring on Newsom. Yep. Forget about Biden. Newsom should be the nominee. Stay right there, folks. Lots more to talk about on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mentioned on NBC's Meet the Press that there could be a potential deal underway for the release of more hostages held by Hamas.
We weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. We heard that there's an impending deal of this kind or of that kind, and then we learned that it was all hokum. It was nothing.
He refrained from providing specific details, emphasizing that the less he says, the better the chances are of a successful deal. A Secret Service agent responsible for safeguarding President Biden's granddaughter fired shots shots at individuals attempting to break into an unmarked agency vehicle. The federal agent fired shots, prompting the suspects to flee the scene. The restoration and reopening of the I-10 in downtown Los Angeles, which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been officially determined. Los Angeles authorities are recommending commuters to consider using public transit or working from home. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing across your radio dial here live on this Tuesday morning edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number. 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. You can find me on Facebook there, also on X. And you can also click on Send Kyle a Direct Message if you'd like to give us your thoughts and comments. That way, we'll see that during the broadcast, hopefully be able to comment on it. All right. Well, once again, folks, we still continue to have a lot to talk about. We are going to hear that audio clip regarding the hostages in Gaza. But we do have Bob and Banny, who's called in on the telephone this morning. We also have another caller holding on patiently. But first, let's head over to Bob and Banning. Find out what's on your mind, Bob, this morning. Bob and Banning? Okay, Bob and Banning's not coming back there. Bob and Banning, one more try. Going once, going twice. All right, three times. Okay, let's head over to Backgammon Bob on line two. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle. Just wanted to float an idea that I heard on Sean Hannity last night by, I guess, Hannity or Netanyahu also, said that they should just publicly air all these atrocity tapes from the film that the Hamas and stuff have released, show them cutting off the baby heads, burning them alive, the whole deal.
Yeah, the body cams. Yeah.
Air them right on the TV to totally disprove the things they are lying about it. What do you think?
Well, number one, of course, it's incredibly grisly, obviously, but we're also talking about war. The Hamas has garnered so much public support, for lack of a better term, and sympathy in some ways, that perhaps, again, showing exactly what they did might help to turn the tide of that, because I think like so many people out there, I just don't understand why people are, you know, just marching in support of calling Israel war criminals and so forth. Maybe what Hamas did should be on display.
Well, the people are just saying, a lot of them are just saying, well, it's just propaganda and all that never really happened. Can't be never really happened when you show it on. Of course, these same people will probably say it was photoshopped or something too. So
sure. Oh yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised about that. But it does seem to me that, you know, the overall massacre and the evilness of it is just getting sort of buried in all of this. You know, you have big protests in New York and, you know, Paris and London and so forth, but it doesn't hide the fact of what Hamas did. And deliberately, you know, we were told that we weren't going after civilian targets. Well, no, that's not true at all, because this footage shows exactly what they were doing to civilian targets.
I think Israel should do everything they can to just totally wipe them out. They got to stick nerve gas down those tunnels and do it, or whatever, you know.
Well, they've got to find a way to stop Hamas and to secure their own safety. So how they go about that, of course, might be, there's different options, I'm sure, but they have to do something.
Those people are done down there. The hostages,
yeah.
They might release a few of them just for propaganda purposes, but those people are done. If they're willing to do that to the people when they go in the houses and stuff, don't you think they're just willing to totally wipe out the hostages as a first sign of a rescue?
Well, yeah, I would not be surprised. I mean, they've shown themselves to be absolute monsters in all of this, and there was no reason to attack the way that they did, and they knew this reprisal would be coming. They banked on world opinion. They're probably just surprised how big it went back in their favor. So, back in the box.
I don't see any other solution to it.
Yeah, it's really, really sad.
They've just got to make Israel a total fort about what it amounts to, encapsulate Gaza, or just totally go in and wipe them out and take them over and totally deport everybody in there. Because all those people from the north, the terrorists from the north, they'll go and blend in with the people from the south. How are you going to separate them? You can't. They don't have IDs. They don't have so hard to say, I'm a terrorist.
Yeah, this is the problem in this kind of warfare. There doesn't seem to be that there would be a surrender like we've seen in other wars in history. They're never going to do that. And this is going to be an ongoing, and they want perpetual war against Israel so that they can destroy it. They've said as much.
Isolation and encapsulation, that's the only thing. That's the only thing that has to be done.
Right. I think you're right.
And the other thing I was going to talk to you about was Gruesome Newsom. I think his star is going to be rising very shortly here.
I think so. I think they're still going to try to run him at some point. We don't know exactly when or how that's really going to work out. But, yeah, I think he is the heir apparent as far as that goes. It's not Kamala Harris.
How can Biden possibly go through another year, then plus maybe two more years in the middle of his next president? What's the middle of his next presidency going to look like?
Unfortunately, I think he's kind of.
I mean, it's literally going to be Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's that ridiculous, isn't it? It really is. Well, back in, and Bob, I appreciate the call. We're going to try and get back to Bob and Banning here. I think he might have reconnected. But thanks
right,
for calling,
well,
and we'll talk to you
later,
again.
Man.
Thanks,
right.
Thanks, back in, and Bob. All right, everybody, right, back in, and Bob. We sure appreciate his call very much. Okay, well, one more try here. We got Bob and Banning. There you are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Bob. Yes. Good morning.
Oh, good. I thought my phone call was being blocked. Listen, my idea will put America back on top of the world. when we put the Ayatollah under house arrest, when we use our military to wipe out the Revolutionary Guard wherever they are, 89 million people in Iran will be so grateful to America. Thank you for liberating us after 44 years. And I can picture in my mind 89 million American flags being waved by Iran, Iran becoming the best friend of the United States of America. And as far as Israel goes, I'm not even thinking about that. They're ungrateful. Billions of dollars of money, and not one picture of any of the Israelis waving an American flag to say, thank you, America, for standing with us. Thank you for the billions of dollars. Thank you. Ungrateful.
Well,
Israel's not grateful.
You mentioned this yesterday on the program, and you know, I'm not so sure that that's the indicator, per se.
It's an indicator.
They have to be
American
flags.
I don't want people burning, Kyle. I don't want people burning American flags. I want people waving American flags. And as the acting president for John F. Kennedy, my friend, I am the president right now. I am so beyond all of these characters who want to be president, because I am the president
right
now.
President.
I am the president who's going to liberate Iran. I am the president who's going to have 89 million American flags being waved by the people in Iran. I am the president who's going to have Iran, our ally, with America, and that will change the whole world. It'll change the Middle East,
and we can bring about peace. Well, you made kind of a big statement there. So is there a mechanism by which you became the acting president of the United States?
Yeah. You call it a dream, like Cyrus the Great had a dream from God. To free the Jewish people. A dream with my friend John F. Kennedy in my dream, sitting and talking with him, talking about this idea and President Kennedy said, Bob, if we can liberate Iran, if we can undo that puppet government of Brzezinski that was put in 44 years ago, we can have the Iranian people dancing in the street, being liberated, and have them being on the side of America.
Did that work out real well for us in Iraq?
American flags.
We liberated Iraq. Did that work out super good for us?
I have a vision from President Kennedy and God and Jesus. That's God.
All right. Well, Bob and Banning, I appreciate it. And folks, you just have to remember, you heard it here first. But Bob, thanks for calling, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Take care. Bob and Banning, everybody. All right. Folks, like I said, you heard it here first. We're breaking ground tonight. There's no doubt about that. 949-822-7959 is the number. Hope to hear from you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
So now we evidently have a picture of the cocaine that was found in the White House.
Folks, we live in a weird world. We just live in a weird world. I'm telling you that much. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course. And, well, you know, I guess it is a little weird. But we try to make sense of it here on the program every morning, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, of course. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're spending time with us. Whatever you're doing, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you are in law enforcement, a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're working your job, if you're just up with us this morning, wherever you are, and talking about news and politics, we're glad you're there. We're building this show and building this community. And every single day, I just absolutely look forward to it. And I'm so glad that we're making the connections that we're making and making the inroads that we're making. It's really, really something and just overwhelming to me. All right. Okay, folks, this is the part of the program where we do our Trucker Traveler Report, and we're going to take a look at some of the weather. We've got a kind of a quiet map tonight, so that's a good thing. So we are going to start out. We picked this out earlier today. This is Heart. And this is a great song that maybe you haven't heard for a while. Okay, this goes back in the day and back in the 70s with Heart. But it's called Even It Up, and it is very cool. That's my professional opinion. Here we go.
Yeah.
course, absolute trailblazers, absolute groundbreakers. Just women in rock that just absolutely knew exactly what they were doing. And they made a sound, of course, with heart, and then transcended out of the 70s into the 80s as well, having a lot of big hits. A lot of bands, it's really hard to do that, right? You're in a decade, or you have a certain sound, or you're kind of in a certain frame, and then something else changes, music starts to change, and a lot of times it's very difficult for bands to evolve, or artists to evolve, and yet Heart was able to really do that, and had really some of their biggest hits, of course, in the 80s as well. But they were just great rock and rollers. At Heart. Well, no pun intended there. Well, maybe a little pun intended, but they definitely knew what it took and made it look easy. That's for darn sure. And later on, of course, they had one of my favorite songs that they did was These Dreams. And one of the reasons is that was, I believe, written in conjunction with Bernie Taupin. Many of you might recognize his name as being Elton John's lyricist. So Bernie penned a lot of cool songs that you may not know that he had something to do with outside of his collaboration with Elton. All right, so let's start out this morning for our Trucker and Traveler Report. Okay, we got a dense fog advisory, so this is an alert, basically. If you're east of Moses Lake in the state of Washington, I-90, you're going to run into a dense fog advisory just a little bit out of Moses Lake. So if you're going through Richville, up through Spokane, and over to the border with Idaho, you've got that happening. Also, it's going to stretch southward there to Ritzville. I've already mentioned Ritzville, but I've been to south to La Crosse. In that area, and then of course it's going to head down 395 down through Lind and almost to Connell. So be careful there and be aware of that. Then it's going to kind of go down the border with Idaho, down through Moscow, down to Lewiston. So again, be aware of that. That's a dense fog advisory. We always try to get those out first because for obvious reasons of visibility. Winter weather advisory up in northern Montana. This is going to be near Poisson and Kalispell up near Browning, but not quite as far over as Cutbank, so be aware of that. Then we've got some precipitation to tell you about. We're still awaiting the atmospheric river, although they're kind of backing off on that a little bit in terms of the rain amounts and so forth for Southern California. So I, for one, am happy about that. But we do see a lot of rain off the coast of California right now, mostly off the coast of Northern California. That's kind of what's making its way down here, we understand. But this morning, in terms of rain, we have a pretty quiet map for rain. Although if you're up, this looks like northwest of Tyler, Texas. I've been to Tyler, Texas. I think I mentioned that. This is going to be along I-20 up near a place called Van. You've got rain coming across the interstate there. Then north of that, Grand Saline, Mineola, up through Quitman and Winsboro, you've got a band of rain that's going there. And then south of I-20, down through Athens, that's Athens, Texas, and not quite as far down as Palestine, you've got rain on the map there this morning. But where it's really coming down, this is going to be in the southern part of Louisiana, New Iberia, Pecan Island, Patterson, Donaldsville, New Orleans, and then up towards Covington in Mississippi. Louisiana, I believe. And then over towards Gulfport, Mississippi, you've got rain. Mobile, Alabama, Crestview, Alabama, and then a little bit into the Florida Panhandle there. Crestview, I believe, is Florida, right? And so then not quite as far down as Panama City. So be aware of that. Then we've got various showers and so forth off the east coast of Florida. This is going to be southeast of Jacksonville, but a little bit through St. Augustine there in Florida. And then through Titusville, you've got rain right now as well. So just be careful out there. We want you to get to where you're going, safely. And then just to round it out there, folks, in New York State tonight, near Utica, over towards Hudson Falls, You've got snow. We've got a lot of snow on the radar there up near Burlington, Vermont as well. Albany, New York, you've got snow and lots of snow, evidently. And then you've got rain over towards Baldwinsville, Syracuse, Lenox, and not quite as far as Oswego, but then down towards Norwich. And you've got the snow, rain, mix of rain and snow on the radar map. So we're going to watch this for next hour as well. But overall, a pretty quiet map for our drivers and our travelers out there this morning. So that is good news. And folks, don't forget, we love to do the trucker and traveler report to let you know where the hot spots are, as it were, where you might encounter some issues on the road. So we want you to be careful out there. As we said, we want you to get there in one piece. But we are glad to be riding along with you. We feel like we're there with you. And if you'd like to call in and be part of the program, 949-822-7959. You're going to hear your top of the hour news, and then we're going to be back with more, lots more. Did I mention more? Stay there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.